From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. Police in Spain say the man they shot dead west of Barcelona Monday was the driver of the van used in a terrorist attack Thursday. Catalan's interior minister said everything indicates that the 22-year-old Moroccan man was the driver of the van used to kill 15 people during the attack in Barcelona. Earlier, police had said the man was the last member of a 12-person terrorist cell who was still at large. The U.S. Navy has ordered an immediate worldwide operational pause after a guided missile destroyer collided with a merchant ship Monday east of Singapore. It's the second such collision in the past 2 months. 10 American sailors are still missing and 5 have been hospitalized. The ship was heavily damaged in the collision, which took place near the Strait of Malacca, according to a statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet. This is U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis.
The Chief of Naval Operations' broader inquiry will look at all related accidents, incidents at sea, that sort of thing. He is going to look at all factors, not just the immediate ones, which will fall rightly under the fleet commander's investigation of what happened to his ship. But this is a broader look at what is happening.
President Trump will explain Monday night why he believes the U.S. should remain committed to Afghanistan. In his nationally televised speech, he's expected to announce the deployment of several thousand additional troops to the country as part of a wider shift in strategy. VOA will have complete live coverage of the president's speech. This is VOA News. Nigeria's president is back in the State House after an extended medical leave. National unity was high on the agenda as Muhammadu Buhari addressed the nation early Monday for the first time in months. Chika Odua has the story for VOA from Abuja.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari notified Parliament Monday that he has officially resumed his presidential duties. In a brief televised broadcast, the president said separatist groups have crossed a red line in their discourse.
Nigerian unity is settled and not negotiable. We shall not allow irresponsible elements to start trouble.
It is the first time Nigerians have heard from their president in months. He handed power over to his vice president in May and traveled to London to receive treatment for an undisclosed illness. He returned Saturday after 105 days. It was his second trip to Britain for medical reasons this year. The president's health has been a closely guarded secret. Nigerians were hoping the president would reveal his health status in Monday's address, but Buhari did not mention the topic, prompting further speculation. Chika Odua in Abuja for VOA News.
The United States and South Korea began their annual military exercises Monday, with officials describing the largely computer-simulated war games as defensive in nature. The drills always draw objections from North Korea, which sees them as rehearsals for an invasion. In Sunday's edition of North Korea's state-run newspaper, officials said President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in are, quote, playing with fire by holding the drills and aggravating the already tense situation on the Korean Peninsula. At a cabinet meeting Monday, Moon said North Korea's, quote, continued provocations make the military exercises necessary. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow says the United States will stop issuing all non-immigrant visas from Russia from Wednesday to September 1st. The embassy says the halt is a reaction to the Russian government-imposed cap on its staff levels. A rare total solar eclipse began in the western state of Oregon Monday morning as millions of people across the United States watched the phenomenon from the Pacific to the Atlantic. It's the first nationwide total eclipse in 99 years. An estimated 200 million people live within a day's drive of the so-called Path of Totality. It ended moments ago in South Carolina. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from VOA in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.